So according to the way we learned from a Diak and Taisus, you could explain Machlekes. Why? Because we learned what's the Machlekes Niskal Pasher, Niskal Af Pasher, right? How do we interpret it? That if you deal with a Niskal like a regular person, like a regular situation, so then we'll say that what? That he's Pasher. He's not Pasher. But if you're going to say that there's a special awareness that a person has not to be in this goal, so then we're saying, then we'll say he's a Pasher. Right? Okay. So if Yudah holds Niskal of Pasher, he holds that even the Derech Hishara. Why? Because he treats it like a regular case. Right? And Rabbi Eliezer maintains that what? That Bederech Hishara, he has to have an awareness not to fall. Okay? Special awareness not to fall. But Makom Medron, over there, it's more than the general awareness. Because it's a slippery place. So there we say Niskal Af Pasher. So under ordinary circumstances, we say that he should have the awareness not to fall. But if there's a reason why he fell because of the situation, so then he's really Niskal Af Pasher, and then he's Pater. Okay? Different, yeah.
In Medron, it's a different kind of... In
Medron, it's different. In other words, general awareness is not going to help you on Medron. So Medron is an obstacle. Okay.
Still have awareness, but it doesn't.
Yeah, but that chiyuv of the there's a shear to the chiyuv of awareness.
Right.
Chiyuv of awareness is in a regular case. Okay, so that would explain the machlekes.
What
we deduced that machlekes from the tesis. So otherwise, tesis kasha wasn't good.
Right.
A fellow. Right. It was the muscle chavzainam beis shmuel gimme. That's correct. Yeah, it's in line with the sugya over there. The Taisus mentions because Taisus had a minute about Bafelo. Also, we should say that Niskal is a Pasher. So he says no because there's a limit to these Zahiris. Right? There's a limit. We don't say in every situation that he had to be a Zahir. That he has to walk at nighttime with his hands in front of him and in order not to be a Niskal. So the same thing over here, just like over there, you say there's a shear to the Zahiris. Over here, saying the same thing, basically. Except he's saying that Makom Medron is the end of the shear. Okay, and by Makom Medron, you don't say that the Gavra has to have a special Zahiris. Okay? So the steer in the tour is not just a little steer. I mean, because the tour holds that what? That Niskalav Poshea, which means that what? You don't have to have any Zahiris at all. But it's not machalik. Now, here he says that you do have to have zero, so he says to himself in terms of Niskal Pasher. Okay? So in other words, so the only time, so where he's making a bar, the only time Bichai will be if it's real Pshia. But the Pshia, that's not a real Pshia. In other words, the Pshia that makes the person Chayiv Ba'anos, that Pshia, he wouldn't be Chayiv on. Even though it's a CS Adam, so why don't I say Adam Ula Olam and Asiya? So an Asiya brings it right, you don't say, Adamulolam, you only said Adamulolam and not Adamamazik, but not Nasiya. Even though it's Nasiya through Al Yedei Adam, but still in all, we don't say that what? That Adamulolam. Okay, why? In other words, the only time you say that Adamulolam is that the Adam cannot be involved in Hezek. The Adam can't be, the Adam's Mulolam means insofar as the Adam can't be involved in Hezek. But he has to be Shomer Atzmo from being involved in any Maisa Hezek, even bonus. That's the Schi of Shmira. But if it's not himself, if it's not his goof, then you can't say, in other words, he has to be Shomer himself from being involved in Hezek. But if it's through a boar, so he's not in violation because he himself is not involved in Hezek. So therefore, you don't say Adam Ulolam. In other words, Adam Ulolam is a law that the Adam has to be marchik himself from Hezek. He has to be marchik himself from Hezek. So therefore what? So therefore, if it's Adam Ba'atzmo, and he doesn't take care not to be involved in a Hezek, so then we say Adam Ulolam. But in Asiya Sabor, he doesn't, that's not his das. In other words, he's not going to be involved directly in the hezek. So he's removed from the hezek. So then we don't have the principle that he has to be so aware that he shouldn't be involved in the hezek, because it's not he himself mamish. It's through something else, through a means. Okay? Right? That's what he's saying. That Adam Mulola means the eschivus is that I, as an Adam, have to be marchik myself from hezek. Okay, so that's only when what? When I do the hezek myself. Correct? But if the hezek comes about through something else, so I am murchak already from the hezek. So there's no chiyuv to be marchik myself from the hezek mitam adam hamazik. Okay, so therefore what happens? So therefore there's no other mulolam over there. Correct? So then the only time we have it is real pshir. But niskalav pshir doesn't mean that there's no pshir at all. Niskalav pshir means that it's not a pshir of Adam HaMazik. Yeah, niskalav pshir means only this be Adam HaMazik. Okay?
Okay.
In other words, the Havamina was, they want to know what it was with Chaim's Havamina. That Adam Mu'il Olam would even be an Asiyas HaNefesh. But why don't you just say simply that it means that Adam Mu'il Olam means it's always considered Maaseh Adam, even if it's bonus. So if it's always considered Maaseh Adam, so then Kriyas HaBor, Al Yedei Ones, the Adam was Kriyas HaBor. It's Halach and Maaseh. That Adam Mu'il Olam means that whatever you do is considered Maaseh Adam. So therefore, Adam Mu'il Olam. Okay, so it doesn't matter. In other words, as long as I could say it's Asiyas HaBor, so it was Nasis Al Yedei Adam, and the fact that it was Ba'onis still doesn't take away from the Asiya, so then it'll be Chayef. But if you say it's Allah and the Gavr removing himself from Hezek, so then it's only where he's directly involved he has to have such a vigilance. But there's no such vigilance when he's not going to be directly involved, like by Bor. All right. In other words, in the Havamina, we're saying Adam Ulala means it's his Maisa and it's his Chaivas. So therefore, if we say that, if it's his Maisa Shel his Chaivas, so in Kriyas HaBor, he did the Maisa HaMachayevas. But Kamash Malon, no. That we don't say in every Maisa Adam, he has a Maisa HaMachayevas. No matter what he does. We just say it's Allah that the Gavra has to have a vigilance to remove himself from Hezek. So that's only Benagei Gufo, where he himself is involved. But otherwise there's no concept like that. And the only Eschaivus will be Pshia. So in Kriyas HaBor, since he's not directly involved, so there's no Eschaivus for such a vigilance. So the only time he'll be Chayiv is if he's a Pashia. Okay? He brings a Raya from Eish, because Eish is Eish HaMishum Chitzav, which is really Maisa Adam. But nevertheless, even if you're Eish HaMishum Chitzav, he's still not considered Maisa Adam Mamish. He's not involved directly. It's an extension for Chitzav. So even with regard to Eish, which is Eish HaMishum Chitzav, that's how it relates to him. But it's not that it's him mamish. As long as it's not him mamish, there's no chiyuv for that kind of a shmira. Okay?
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Starting in. Okay. Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, Hilchos Chiras. The Reb Chaim. So let's try to simplify. What's his question in the first paragraph? Okay, what's his question in the first paragraph? Simple terms. I think as simple as possible, the question is that the Torah is Machayev and Derech Hashara. So he holds Niskal Pashaya. Right? And then, in the other Torah, in the other, that's in the case of Mavachavius. So you have three cases. Mavachavius, then you have the case he quotes from Tafyud Beis, and then you have the case of the Kadarin. Right? Okay. Well, let's just stick to the first two cases. So, trying to make it simple, I'm getting more complicated. So, in other words, but Derech Yishar, he holds Niskal Pashaya. And then in Tafyud Beis, he says Niskalav Pashaya. And he's not Machalik. So in Derech Yishara, he would hold that Nisko Lav Posheh. So what does he hold? Does he hold Nisko Posheh and Nisko Lav Posheh? Right? In Derech Yishara. In Derech Yishara, in the first halacha, he holds Nisko Posheh. And the second halacha, he holds in the same case of Derech Yishara, that Nisko Lav Posheh. Okay? That's his question. Okay. And in the next paragraph, he gives the answer. How would you give the answer? Simplify. But before that, even more basic. In other words, he says the term posheya has two meanings. In one context, the term posheya means real pshia. Okay? In the other case, where it's the term pshia is vis-a-vis Adam Amazik. Okay? Because Adam Amazik has a different parameter of pshia. So where he says that the Niskos Pasheya by Derech Yishara, that's in terms of Adam Amazik Pasheya, not a real Pasheya. Okay? It's a Pasheya in the framework of Adam Amazik, it's not an onus. So that's Niskos Pasheya. But it doesn't mean a real Pshia. He means the Pshia of Adam Amazik. And when he says Niskos Lav Pasheya, he means real Pshia. Okay? Because that's Bor. That's a siyas abor. And a siyas abor, you're not chayiv unless it's a real pshia. So there he says, vis-a-vis a siyas abor, he says, niska lav pasheya. What he means is, he's not a pasheya gomer. Where he says, niska pasheya, he doesn't mean he's a pasheya gomer. Because then you have a stira. In one case saying he's a pasheya gomer, in another case saying he's not a pasheya gomer. So where he says niska lav pasheya, he means real pshia, because he's speaking with regard to asiyas abor, right? Where he says niskal posheya, he means he's a posheya vis-a-vis the halachas of Adam Amazik. Okay? And that's his answer. In other words, you can't have the same niskal being a posheya and being not a posheya. That's impossible. So it must be two different types of pshia. Where he says Niska Lav Pasheya, he means Pshia Gmur, because he's speaking about making a bar. So there, in order to be Chayiv, you have to have real Pshia. Okay? And that he proves. You know, I'm not going to go through, you just go through the main point. And where he says Niska Pasheya, so he means he's a Pasheya, he's not an Onus insofar as Adam Amazik is concerned. So it doesn't mean he's a real Pshia. Real Pasheya. Otherwise, he'd be a total steerer. Okay? It's the same Nisko. But he means in the framework of Adam Amazik, he's not a Pasheya. Or he is a Pasheya. If it's Medjon, he's not a Pasheya. And if it's Derech Yishara, he's a Pasheya. So that's the framework of Adam Amazik. And where he says Nisko Lav Pasheya, he's not referring to Adam Amazik. He's referring to Asiyas Abor, and there you only chayev if it's real Pasheya. Okay? That's it. That's right. So that would be fine if it wouldn't be for the case of the Kadarin. But the case of the Kadarin is Adam Amazik. And over there, what is he saying? He's saying, again, it's Niska Lav Pasheya. So now you have a stira in the Adam Amazik. Is Niska Pasheya and is Niska Lav Pasheya. Well, in other words, in Derech Yishara, he paskins in the first one that he's considered a Pasheya with regard to Adam Amazik. Okay? And not a real Pshia, but Pasheya with regard to Adam Amazik. And over here he's saying that with regard to Derech Yishara, he's not a Pasheya. So it's the same case. And in one case he calls him a Nisko Pasheya, Adam Amazik is Chayev. In the other case he has Adam Amazik, and he's saying he's a Lav Pasheya, he's Pater. So it's a Stira, right? Okay. What's the next step? So the way he draws it out from Machlokas is simply where he doesn't have time, so he's putter. So it's Niska Lav Pasheya. But what is he putter on? Is he putter on Adam Amazik or is he putter on Bor? Right? So he says, how could you find out? So you can find out in the case where he's Chayef, where he had time. So where he had time, it's a Machlokas. So he's learning that since in the case where he had time, you see that he's chayef for, it's machloikis, whether he's chayef for Adam Amazik or for Bor. So that means that when he's potter, it means he's potter from the one that says he's chayev because of bor. He had to use the case where you have time, because then that's the only case where you're chayev. In case we don't have time, you putter. But what do you putter from? So you'll find out in the case, when you come to the case where you're chayev. And where you're chayev, where you have time. Right? So there you see machlok shishanim. So we could assume that the mandamer that says it's mishim bor, he always putter mishim bor. Right? And the man that holds his potter mishmar mamazik, holds his chayv aramazik, holds his potter mishmar mamazik. So at least you can answer the tour according to the shita that says that now we know that it's bor, because in the case where you chayv, it reveals what the original tour was on, right? So therefore we say that according to that shita, that it was bore. So then the answer comes back, the answer he had before in the past paragraph, right? That means niskalaf pasheh, that means he's not a pasheh gomer, but so he is a bore. Okay?
Right.
So the way the final halachos at this point is that, I mean, we're saying this tentatively, that if you do you go by the schaivus of the mazik, so the schaivus is mitam arama mazik, so that would be arama mazik. Or do you go by the derech of the takola, the derech of hezek? Okay, so that would be the same in both cases. Okay?
Ready?
Yeah. I think what he's saying is like this, that if you're going to say there is a schaivus of arama mazik, we're saying machlokes whether the schayvus or the derech hezek, right? If you're going to say there's a schayvus on an adam of shmiras gufo, that his guf should not be involved in hezek, and that's what he said in the previous svar of bor, that we left that out. That by adam amazik the schayvus is that his guf shouldn't be involved in the hezek, right? But if it's esham even esham shemchisov. Or if it's kriyas abor, so there you don't have that eschivus of onus, because there's no eschivus. You're not speaking about him physically being involved in hezek. Okay, so the shmiras aguf of the adam is a shmira that his guf should not be involved in hezek. So now Reb Chaim is saying that it doesn't make sense what we said until now, because really what makes sense is if there's a eschivus on a person that his guf should not be involved in hezek, then it can't be bor. Right? So the only way that it can become bor is if you say that there's no eschivus on the etzem anafilo. Right? Then the question is, now it's a new situation. A new eschivus. The etzem anafilo, there's no eschivus. Right? But now there's a new eschivus of not getting up. So there you have machlokes. Is not getting up considered bor? It would be a different machlokes. Chlokes would be is because you don't get up, I didn't do anything, so I'm just a bore. Or not getting up for another is considered adam amazik. Okay? That's what I think he's saying. He's saying that the machlekes is a different machlekes. Machlekes is that getting there, you have to say he's pater. Because if you're going to say a person has a shmira on his guf, not to fall, because he has to watch his guf from becoming involved in hezek, so then you can't say it's bor. Doesn't make sense. Then it's definitely adam amazik. But the only way you can understand that machlokes rishonim is if you get rid of that. If you say that in falling he had no responsibility, so there's no. Now he's there and he's just was placed there automatically, and now he's not doing any maisa. So that's what one mandamar says bor. The other mandamar says no. Not getting up is considered a like a maisa. Okay.
Right. So he's saying that
that's it. So it's really a question, even according to one's old bor. Because if you held that a person has a big shmir that he shouldn't be a niskal and a derech hishara, what does it mean? It means like he had in the previous paragraph. Why did he say that making a mazik you don't say adam ulolam? Because in making a mazik, the guy's guf is not involved in the hezek. So there's no fee of Shmiras Gufo in such a case. But over here, this is definitely Shmiras Gufo. So what kind of bor is it? Sodom HaMazik. There's no svar to say that it's bor. So he says the only way you can learn a machlok shoshonim is if you get rid of the Adam HaMazik. You say he had no chiv Adam HaMazik. Right? So he had no chiv Adam HaMazik because niskalaf pasheya. And therefore, when he found himself in the street, he didn't do anything wrong. It's like somebody placed him there. So now the question is not getting up, is that considered a maisa of maisa hamazik? Or do we say, since he was placed there, and not it wasn't his fault he's there, and he's not getting up, there's no maisa hamazik, so therefore he's a bor. That's the way it lands. Right. But the question is going to be, that why don't I say he's chayav for adam hamazik in derech hashara? So that question is going to be a question according to both.
Right.
Okay? All right. He's suggesting that it should be adam hamazik, whether it was hoyel opnai or whether it was lo hoyel opnai. Because if you're going to, definitely by hoyel opnai, you're going to say it's adam hamazik. So lo hoyel opnai, that's as far as I guess. So he's not going to make it any better. If he maintains the hezek, I mean, he had no right to fall down there and make himself involved in hezek. So if he stays there, it's going to make him into a bar. That doesn't make any sense. You can't make him better. He's just maintaining the same hezek. He's refusing to undo the hezek. Okay?
Right.
You know, you can't say he's going from Adam HaMazik to Mamon HaMazik because he refuses to undo the hezek of the Adam HaMazik. That doesn't make any sense. Okay, so therefore, I'm saying in both cases, it should be what?
Adam
HaMazik.
According to the Shita holds Bor.
Even according to Shita holds Bor.
Right, it should hold Adam HaMazik in both cases.
Right. And the Shita holds Bor only makes sense if you say that there was no Adam HaMazik in the first instance. So then he just happens to be there. So he's there, so now I have a knife machlokes. He happens to be there, and he's not getting up. He doesn't move. So is it bor or is it adam hamazik? Okay.
You can say that's adam hamazik, even though
it's
not
adam hamazik. Right. You can say that's adam hamazik because it's not getting up. It's adam hamazik. That's machlokes. Okay. Mm-hmm. In Yaakov's case would definitely be chayev. If a guy lays himself down in the street, then the kosan is a maaser.
Right.
Okay. So now he goes to the Gemara of Brishus, and basically, the Gemara means that if it's Bershus, so if I had a right to be in your house, I'm there Bershus, and then an accidental occurrence takes place, huskuzeh bazeh, so there's no Adam HaMazik. The shame Adam HaMazik is not complete. Okay? But if I do b'maisa b'yadayim, so then it's Adam HaMazik because it's maisa Adam. But if I'm there, and it was husku was passively, so then the machayev is really because it's tied to the fact that I'm there and I'm there b'shus. So if I'm there b'shus, so there's no I'm pater because of Adam HaMazik, because the shame Adam HaMazik is not complete. The only way it becomes complete is if I do p'yadayim. Okay, all right. So now where does it go? What he means over here, where he says this is a key point. Where he says, "Veine ba'ach dina de brishus v'shlo brishus areila matzino klal the achrei dodo mulon l'chein gam ba'onis yichoshev shlo brishus." He means, like he said before, that by bor it's asiyas adam, but we don't say since it's asiyas adam mulalam. We say that the idea is that adam mulalam is only when he's only a shmira that his guf should not be involved in a hezek, but not that every ma'isa adam is treated ba'onis as if it's baratzam. Right? So I'm saying the same thing over here. To become Shalom Brishus, you can't become Shalom Brishus bonus. To become Shalom Brishus is nowhere that we find that to become Shalom Brishus, Adam Ud Lo'olam, and therefore even bonus, you became Shalom Brishus.
Okay?
In other words, the condition for Adam HaMazik is to be Shalom Brishus. So in the condition, we don't say, even though it's asiyas adam, but just like by bor, we don't say that in creating the condition that adam mu l'olam, and even ba'onis, you create the condition. That's what he's saying.
I don't like
that's right. Just like there's a total continuity from the original approach. Right.
This is prior
to that. Right, it's prior. It's creating the condition. And once you have shalom b'shus, and then you have the shame adam ha'mazik, so then we apply the rule of adam ha'lo. But not in creating the condition under which the adam ha'mazik is going to emerge. Okay? And the general rule of how you're going to measure whether the guy is shalom b'shus is going to be in terms of ruach matzuri, ruach sheni matzuri, not in terms of adam ha'mazik. Okay?
Normal type of
Shia. Right. Like Niskal is Ruch Sheni Matzuya. Okay? So now he's saying, so in other words, now that's how he's applying it. He's saying that in creating the situation for Adam HaMazik, there we don't say that if it happens by onus that you created. So you might say over here he's a Niskal Shalom B'Shus because you have no Rishus to be Niskal and Rishus Rabin. But the answer is, you have no Rishus to be on the floor. But the answer is that that Shalom B'Shus came about through what? Through an onus. So it's B'Shus. Even though now it's Shalom B'Shus, but it became the Shalom B'Shus because of an onus, which you're not chaya for, so it still has the shame B'Shus. Still has the din b'rshus. The shame b'rshus is carried over, even though he's in a state of shalom b'rshus. But he didn't get there. He didn't get into that state of shalom b'rshus in a chiyuv of shmira of ruach metzuyah. And you can't say that a person that creates the situation of shalom b'rshus ba'onus is going to be chayav because adam ha'mazik lo. First, he has to become Adam HaMazik and Shalom B'Shus, and then he's going to be chayav because of Adam Mu'lalam. Okay? In the case where he's lying down, it fits him very well. Why? Because then he's doing the B'Kavana. That's really Shalom B'Shus. He's because he had time to get up. So, but now the only question is no Maisa. So the Rambam holds that once it's b'shus, the shame mazik can't be nishlam, even if it's b'shus, even if he's mazik, be a dime, positive.
When he says b'shava, he just means the din is.
He means it's the same, right? And din is going to be the exact same thing.
Rambam
is exactly the same because once it's b'shus, there's no shame mazik.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mela just is a potter in.
See, with this, he takes off another kasha, by the way. He doesn't mention it, but he takes off that the Rambam holds that it's b'shus, and b'shus is no shem mazik, even if it's mazik actively, be as I am. Because when we first looked at the Rambam, we said the Rambam saying, she'ain ze onus gadol, right? Didn't tell you she'ain ze onus gadol. Ba'arei ashir k'gneva v'avedah she'chayev b'han, right? So we were learning the Adam HaMazik. So it would seem to be Ram holds that onus is potter by Adam HaMazik. But all the Ramams are against that. The old Yisrael. But now with this last piece, that answers that problem. Because it's not Adam HaMazik. Why isn't Adam HaMazik? Because B'shus.
What is it then?
So only Chiyuv Shama Sachar. Right. You don't chayav machmas shem zohar. So what he does really is, he does this, because we said originally, we said we would have simply gotten rid of the whole problem by saying the Rambam holds like the Ramban. That it's not out of mamazik when you're a shomer. But that's mafkia. Right? So you see what Rav Chaim did was one better. Without making recourse to the Ramban, he got rid of the Adam HaMazik because of the fact that it's B'Shus. Ram L'Shitasa B'Shus. So that's why it's not Adam HaMazik. Now it falls back on Shom HaChinim, Shom HaSofer. Very nice. I'm surprised he didn't ask that question, that how could the Ramban pop them, I guess, because of it's not an honest gadol, how could he mechayev him, but he apparently if it was honest gadol, he'd be potter. How could he say that if Adam HaMazik is chayev by honest gadol? But in the end, he answers that question. Nice. Without using the Ramban.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. See, our teretz, there's one thing that we said we would have answered right away. Said that there's no other mamazik in both cases, either the Tur or the Rama, because of the Ramban Svara that a shomer is mufka from other mamazik. So Chaim shows you don't need to make recourse to the Ramban for the Rama, but for the Tur it still is difficult. As the kasha you guys asked, that he says in this called Makom Medron. Lo havi posheya v'domo l'gneva v'aveda. If it's gneva v'aveda, so it's not even onus. So you have teshus kasha. That when do I say it's gneva? It's domo l'gneva. He doesn't say domo l'gneva like teshus says. He says domo l'gneva v'aveda. So, Adam Amazik, he's saying he's going to be putter, where it's Domul Gneva Vaveda. So, we'll say, have to say, won't be Chaya when he's Pasheya. That's difficult. But if you say that the Tur goes like the Ramban, that would remove that question. Because then we'll throw it into Shomer. That's the only thing we're left with. Okay, difficult in the Rav Chaim. All right? Okay. Going to the Rambam by Shomim, you're never going to have Adam Amazik as always Bishus. The Tur is in Hilchas Shomer. Right? The first one, yeah. In other words, what he's saying is that according to the Rambam, if you mischavein, even Bishus, you're going to be Chayav Adam Amazik. But whether the Maisa is active or passive, that is not Machalik. That is not Machalik. And the Tur is Mechalek. All right. So in other words, in the Reb Chaim, we had two questions. Why didn't, on the Rambam and on the Tur, same question. Now, why didn't he learn that since he's a Shomer, so a Shomer is an automatic Hafka of Adam HaMazik. So the Rambam, we said, and then he wouldn't have the problem of Inus. Because the Rambam's Mashman Abonis is, he's Pater. So the answer is in the Rambam, because he has a better answer than that, because he shows you don't need the Ramban's Shita, right? It's simply the Rambam himself, because Bershus. Okay, so that's why the Rambam. Why didn't he learn in the Tur that way? Why didn't he learn in the Tur that Shomer, like the Rivar, that Shomer is Afka, an automatic Afka of Adam HaMazik? Why didn't he do that? So the answer is, I realize the answer is very simple. Because if you're going to get rid of Adam HaMazik, you're going to say because of Shomer, so then you're going to say Shomer Chinam Schayev by Derech Hishara. So then it's real Pshia. And then there's no way to answer the next Tur, the Tur from Tafyut Beis, the Niskalav Pasheya. Because then what are you going to answer? His answer is because it's Kriyasa, it's Asiyas HaMazik, it's Asiyas HaBor. And in Asiyas HaBor, you don't say Adamud Lolam, but that's real Pshia. So there'd be no possible way to answer it. So that's why he has to say the Tur holds Adam HaMazik. The only question is, Taisa's question. If you're going to say Gneva Vaveda, so where is the onus that he's chayav on? They have to live with that. Maybe an answer, anything, I don't know. But this is clear why he had to say it's Adam HaMazik. Okay? Rambam learns that Bershus takes away the shame Adam HaMazik from the Gavra. But if it's Kavanasa Lahazik, then can't take it away. Right? Okay? The Tur learns that what? So now the question is, how does the Tur argue on him? And the Tur maintains that if it's Husku Zebazeh Bershus, so then he's Potter. But he's Ziku Zebazeh is Chayef. Right? So how does the Tur, what's the machlekes between the Tur and the Rama? What does the Tur hold? It goes like this. He holds it's the same Adam HaMazik. Same Adam HaMazik, Bershus and Shlovashus. The only thing is that Bershus, there is a lesser chi of Shmiras Gufo. Because of the condition of Bershus, Bershus is a certain condition. So there's a lesser chi of Shmiras Gufo. Mashena Kain, my son, if he does a my son Mazik, that Kriyat Shema is good for him. That's what Bereshus says. So the Machlokes is, does Bereshus affect the Shem, Mazik, and the Gavra? Well, no. Bereshus is just a condition. Under that condition, the Kriyat Shema is good for his lesson. Because he has a right to be there. Okay? A person invites you into his house, and you have a right to be there, so you're in a relaxed state because you've been given rishus to be here, so then the shmiras haguf is lessened. That's what the Torah is. But he's still going to have shmiras haguf insofar as doing the maisa hezek.